Hi, it's Mac, it's McCorgan here in Audio Boo, and I suspect this will be my audio for day 24 of the Audio Mo 2015 Audio Mo audio event month. I'll never get that right. What I thought I would do is piggyback off another's audio. I did that yesterday, and I thought it might be a good idea because I do have loads of subjects, material. That's what I meant to say. On my card and my desk, but I don't have it with me. But I also thought it might be a good idea just to leave that till audio month was finished, and to piggyback off someone's audio off that day, or a day before, assuming that I can talk about something relative. If not, it'll be plan B. Now, can I just say it's still the 25th of June, and it's 25 past 4, and the jets are still flying over our area. Right, okay. Cheeky letter to Airport Authority at Turnhouse Airport when I get home. Okay, so. Well, what I thought I would piggyback off today was an audio done by Adrian Wicks, who's at Turbostream yesterday. At Turbostream yesterday. Oh my god. Adrian, as many of you know, is due to circumstances, lost his mum recently. He's got a lot on his plate at the moment, between houses and getting things done, and then he's planning to give up work for a few years possibly, and he's also looking for a camper van or something of that ilk and go do some travelling. And what I thought I'd say is how I would feel if I was in that position, or how I'd feel if I was in that position. In the position that Adrian's in regards to his situation now and his plans and his hopes and dreams. And I thought, what would I do if I was in that situation? Okay, I'm comfortable enough to give up work for a few years. I'm going to get myself a motorhome or a camper van. I'm going to do some travelling. And I thought, how would I cope with that? I know Adrian's going through a lot just now, but how would I cope with that? And thinking about it being in a position of being solo, if you like, and deciding, what am I going to do with my future? Okay, as we say, scunner will work. I'm going to give that up. And then the dilemma that's eating away at you, saying, are you sure that's what you really want to do? Are you sure that's a good idea? I'm not speaking for Adrian, I'm speaking for myself here. And that's how I would be. It would eat away at me, thinking, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'd be in the position where I'd be saying, one moment. Yeah, I get a feeling within me to say, it's the right thing to do. Go ahead, do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. And an hour later, I could be sitting saying, not so sure about this now. what if I just change tack? What if I just give up the job I'm doing and go and get something? Go and work in B&Q, stocking the shelves. No responsibility. And if somebody irks me, I'll just tell them to stick their job up their bahookie. And I'll move on. And I'll be a sort of like a free spirit. If I'm not happy with the job, or if someone annoys me, I'll just say, go ahead, keep your job, I'll go in somewhere else. And that's the kind of position I'd be in regarding work. So I don't know how Adrian's coping with it, but that's how I would be, I would guess. But then again, I'm one of those people who really, I study things, and I study before I do things, before I purchase. And sometimes I'm actually my own worst enemy when it comes to things like that. You know, I don't allow myself to settle up in constant conflict. The other thing is that, assuming that I've made the decision up, and I've definitely given my job up. Then I'm thinking, right, okay, what do we do now? Okay, we're going to go in a camper van or a motorhome, which I have always wanted, by the way. Had caravans, towed caravans for years and years when the kiddies were wee. Almost since about a year after we got married, we got our first wee caravan. And we travelled all over the place. But I always, since I got a bit older and gave up the caravans, well, that was long, long while ago, but I have a great urge for a camper van, motorhome. Still trying to convince my wife about that. But there again, see, I'd be putting myself in this massive quandary. What do I go for? Okay, what do I need? Yeah. Well, I don't need a great big one. I'm on my own, you know. So a big motorhome's out of the question. Well, how about a modest motorhome, you know, that still gives me loads and loads of room, and, you know, you never know. You might meet up with friends and you could invite them to come and travel for a day or two with you. But, oh, wait a minute, it's this free spirit getting away, isn't it? Yeah. Well, look, a camper van then. Yeah, that's more like it, a camper van. But coach built, or what's the other expression, Adrian? There's two types you mentioned. Well, you could even go for a bespoke. And then that would be me again. I'd be sitting thinking, oh my God, I like that one. Oh, this one's nicer. Oh, this one's far better. And I'd read reports and I'd read reviews until I read the print off the pages, or I Googled the print off the screen. I would just drag me in, and I'd be so indecisive because I'm going to spend loads of money. I want to make sure I get the right thing, so I'd have to read 100,000 reviews on each one and then go and see them, and then, oh, wait a minute, yeah, this one's fantastic, but I don't like the position of the driving seat, or I don't like this, or I don't like the back window, I don't like the, you know, the sink's not big enough. Everything else is fantastic, you know, 99.99%, but the sink's a wee bit wee. So that's what would happen to me. I would just be bewildered. I was going to say bewitched, bewildered, and befuddled. but I really would. It would eat away at me. It would consume me, just to the point before I finally plucked up the nerve to go and buy the one that I ultimately decided on. And even then, as I was driving out the forecourt, I'd probably be saying, "Are you sure you made the right decision? Are you sure this is the one you wanted?" I guess I'd have to get a Bonapro or something like that. If I don't like it within a month, I'll bring it back. Okay, and I'll just pay you a fee. So I got to that stage. And then it's, what do I do now? Okay, so do I go travelling in my own home country? Do I do a lot of travelling? In Adrian's cases, it would be England. But in my case, I've traveled Scotland, but I've seen a lot of Scotland, but there's also a lot of Scotland that I haven't seen. But wait a minute, there's loads and loads of England that I haven't seen, although I have seen a lot, and also Wales. I've seen a lot of Ireland, but there's still places I'd like to go back to. So what do I do? Where do I go? Do I just act like a nomad and just drive, go to the top of the road, and that impulsive decision to turn left or turn right? And go with the flow, as it were. Just say, go where the road takes me. That's a lyric or a line in a song, isn't it? But that would be me. Where do I go? Well, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go somewhere in Scotland, and while I'm there, I'll think about where I want to go. I would just, again, like all the previous aspects of this new life, it would consume me. Until the day I decided, sod it all, I'm just going to hit the road. And if I head north and the next morning I wake up and think, wait a minute, I'm going to go south, well, I'll just go south. But I could see myself doubling back myself on a regular basis. It's not that I am an indecisive person, because once I've made my mind up on something, I'm actually very decisive and compulsive about it. But it's all the preamble for whatever the aspect is that gets me all muddled up and It gives me a sore head and things like that. So, Adrian's got a lot on his plate. I know, he's got a lot of plans, and I wish him all the very best. But getting back to myself, if I was in that position, I'm not sure I'd be as clear-headed as what Adrian is. He seems to be very clear-headed about what he wants to do and what he's going to do. Obviously not iron cast at the moment, but doesn't seem to be bothered or phased with the things. It just seems to accept, you know, that that's what's happening, that's how he's going to go, and just the fine details to iron out before it all happens. Me, oh my God, I would need the stability of someone with me to stop me from getting entangled in myself. And if I finish off by just saying that, thinking on that myself, thinking on the whole picture that's before Adrian, and thinking, okay, here I am, I've got that whole picture in front of me. The excitement of planning, the excitement of this new life, but also, in my case, it would be the, how long will it last? How long before I get fed up wandering as a nomad? How long before I get fed up not working? You know, well, that's just how my head works. I'm sure Adrian's is much clearer and much less complex than mine's. So, again, I wish him all the very, very best for the future. All the great fortune and luck and love from whatever quarter in his future life. And, yes, I guess that's it. That's it. So, cheery by the new, I think.